Okay, that takes care.
Like I said, this is my first time over here, and I hope it might be my last one, you know what I mean?
You did very well.
Oh, you gotta come over when we have an asphalt, you gotta come over when we have an asphalt plant hearing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. All right, that takes care of everything. We got one case open, got one case tabled. So now we go to old business, and we got one case, and that is 12,027, Madam Secretary.
All right, case number 12,027, S&S Property Holdings LLC, seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sharon's Road, Road 641, approximately 152 feet northeast of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. The 911 address is 18010 Sharon's Road, Ellendale. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, map 26, parcel 117. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 31.6-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing dwelling.
No letters?
We received zero letters of support, zero opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Clarence Lee, 2852.
Thank you.
Devin Scott, 26324 Cameron Court, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And just when you go, if you can state your name for the record.
All right, my name is Clayton Snead. We are applying for a variance on frontage setback. With the home being built over 73 years ago, 1944, the original variance was intended to be for a sufficient amount. It was granted for 21 feet, 6 inches. In March of this year, we purchased the property and obtained title insurance with no issues. The house was renovated and placed on the market. The insufficient variance amount was later discovered by our buyer's surveyor, which held up for closing. At that point, we did research and discovered there had been three various variances granted for this property in the past on each the front and two sides, along with the home being built. Prior to the said requirements. After consulting with attorney Heidi Gilmore and officers here in planning and zoning, the general consensus is that there may have been some oversight in the past that it should have been grandfathered in for a variance. We do have a sizable mortgage as well as approximately $35,000 between us that's personally injected into renovating and getting it ready for sale. And with that said, we're seeking the 31 feet, 6 inch variance since this situation was not created by us.
And if I may, just to give the board a little background, there was a variance that was approved in 2003, and it said for a 21.6-foot variance from the required front yard setback. I think it's not as clear from the record then, which is one of those reasons we couldn't really just help the applicant with it. The required front yard setback is actually 40 feet because it's a numbered road. So because of that, it appears that there's a discrepancy between that and what should have been. So it's really a 31.6 would have been what's needed. So
okay.
The applicant had to come back for before this. We tried to get on the calendar as quickly as we could because we recognized that they had predecessor entitled and obtained relief, and it looked like there had maybe been a clerical error, some 14 years ago.
Well, I made the motion.
Okay. It appears you did, Mr. Mills.
Should we grant it for 26.1 feet?
Mm-hmm.
I was just going based on what was presented.
Oh, come on now. We both did.
Hey, you were here.
Say you're going to let me out. There you go. I second that motion. So, already we have a new one then. Alrighty. Well,
there might be people here in opposition.
Is there anyone here in favor of this? In favor of this application? Yeah. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair is seeing or hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the situation is unique, and yep. there was a mistake made and in the past, and I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as the applicants have purchased the property, improved it, and
yes.
I now need to sell it, and I hope you haven't lost your buyer.
We lost the first one.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
It obviously wasn't created by the applicant, and we didn't hear that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 12027.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I will second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12027. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12027 is approved.
Thank you.
All right,
gentlemen.
Good luck. I'm ready.
Appreciate you hanging in there.
Okay, gentlemen, that is all the business again for this evening. As I said, we have one under table, one we've left open to our next regular meeting. So if there's nothing else at this time, I would...
Motion adjourn.
Second that motion?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. All opposed? Motion carried. And I believe